Blog Talk Radio.
Chance. And I just want to say hello to all my friends and prayer partners all over the world, and our listeners, new listeners, repeated listeners. I love you. Still praying for you. And we've got to just keep moving on and believe. Today, the question is, are you sure you can know for sure? I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with a loving kindness have I drawn you. That's Jeremiah 1. 5:31-3. You have to believe. Do you believe that God knew you before you formed into your mother's womb? Do you really believe that? Let's just think. It's a miracle. You have thousands and millions of sperms. And out of all of them, you swam and was conceived. Amen. You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We need to stand free and to know what true freedom is. Life is full of many choices, and there is a sure path, Jeremiah 6:16. We can take, there's a sure path we can take. There's a sure path we can take. I repeated that. But we have to make a choice. Unfortunately, there are those things in this life that appear as one thing when they're actually something totally different. The truth about something can determine whether we make the right choice in this life. Truth is not something that is relative to just one situation and then changes to fit another situation. Truth is consistent, never changing. Having a working knowledge of what truth really is. And how to walk in the truth will help you make the right decisions in your life. Amen. Truth is very powerful. People have a way of spinning the truth today. Oh, but that's your perfection. Perspective. Oh, that's how you see things. So the truth is the word of God. You can't divide and manipulate and turn that around. The truth is the word of God. Multitudes, and the valley of decision. Choices and the valley of decision. Choices you have to make in life. How do you know how to make the right choice if you don't know truth? The foundation. As you go through this life, you need to recognize the truth in order to see clearly so you understand what is truly happening and why. In turn, this will help us to understand the reasons clearly. We need to be sure of the path we are on and realize that there is only one way meant for us. And how do you find that truth? You read God's word. You spend time with God in prayer and meditation. You may always be talking. You can actually just be listening. He may speak one word, one soft word to your heart and give you a revelation revealing the truth. Our decisions that we make, are they that important? Oh, yes. It's very important. Sometimes one decision can change your entire life. That's why it's so important to make decisions based on the truth. You know how generation from generation, they share this story. Oh, my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather, my great-great-great-great-grandfather. And they pass the story down, and every time it's told and it goes down the generation, one word can change the whole story. But that word, that title, has the same story. It is consistent. Spend time with God, my people. I remember I was married, and I would get up early. It was like 5 o'clock. I would go and pray and get myself together, cook breakfast, get myself lunch. And he said to me one day, he said, I love God too, but when I wake up in the morning, I want to wake up and my wife. Well, I knew this wasn't going to work because I asked myself, God, what am I going to do? Because I need prayer to deal with him. Spend time with God, make him your priority. I'm not saying get up at 5, 6 in the morning, but I know I love waking up with God on my mind. I don't feel wrong. I feel safe and I feel kept through the night. And when I open my eyes, oh, I'm so grateful. So, Father, we just thank you for this time that we have to share a few words with our listeners and people all over the world. We ask you to just keep them and protect them Touch their heart. Give them a thirst and a hunger. Spend more time with you to read your word. That they may be truth seekers. They may seek the truth. They may seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all those other things shall be added unto them. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
About me.